Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and today we're going to have the joy of jumping back into the letter of 1 John, the beloved apostle, and the revelation that he gives to us under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit as we're celebrating this Christmas season. Again, Merry Christmas to you. And I hope you're continuing to bask in the wonder and the blessing and the great gift of what we've been given in Christ. It is kind of, it's easy, friends, I think, in the intense, paced consumer society that we're in, and the gift-giving we give to one, the gifts we give to one another, and the shopping and all that goes on, which, you know, in and of itself, it's wonderful, it's a good thing. But there's just so much time and demand and energy that can go into it. It can consume it all. And we end up not having the kind of time that allows us to have the awareness and the experience of the free gift and the glorious gift, the great treasure that we've been given in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the transformational reality, the gift above all others that we've actually been given and that is at work in us now and is more important than anything else in our lives, more important even than our own children, even more important than our businesses, more important than our goals and other things, all of which are good, obviously. But nothing is more important than the reality of what God has done in us and has given to us in his beloved Son. In the whole of your life here on earth can be and is meant to be affected and transformed by this fact, by this reality of the Christ life in you and God's life at work in you and the power of the Spirit of God leading to transform you. It's meant to touch every part of your life and renew every part of your life, your marriage, your family life, your friendships, your work, everywhere. It's to bring healing and life and renewal, the grace, the humility, the love, all of that. It's real. But if we don't give ourselves to it, if we don't yield ourselves, receiving it, walking in it, putting it first in our lives, friends, it doesn't come alive in us in that kind of way. That's why Jesus said, seek first the kingdom. Those who seek it first get it. Those who seek and hunger and thirst receive all that God has given. And the saints are the living signs, the living testimony to the reality of God's promises and of what can actually be received and we can walk in this life. Let this gift come alive more in you. Every other gift we have, you know, it's going to end up in a shelf or in the garbage eventually. And it was nice for a while, but it goes away. Not this gift. All those other gifts are simply exist to remind us that we've been given this great gift. So here's John continuing to unfold for us dimensions and realities of what we've been brought into in this relationship with Christ. Remember, he said, what we've seen, what we've touched, what we declare, we now declare to you, that the eternal life that was with the Father has now appeared to us, and now we've received that life as Jesus promised, and we become children of God, and we have fellowship with God, and we want you to have fellowship with us. So he continues. He said, beloved, this is the message that we have heard from Jesus Christ, and now we proclaim to you. Wow, that's worth tuning our ears into, right? So what's the message? God is light, and in him, there is no darkness at all. So again, why we have Christmas lights. In God, there is no darkness. In him was light. You know, in him was life, and his life was the light, John said in the Gospels. So what was brought to light is the eternal life of God. In a world that doesn't recognize God, that world walks in darkness because he cannot see. John goes on, if we say we have fellowship with him while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and we do not act in truth. The contrast that John's touching on, the contrast between darkness and light, between lying and truth-telling. He invited us yesterday to understand that the goal of their proclamation and their desire to extend the kingdom of God was to bring everyone, every person, one at a time, into fellowship with God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And in order to be in fellowship with them, what it means to be in fellowship with them is that we've entered into the life of God through God's grace, and we live in the light of God's gaze according to his understanding of reality, according to his purposes. We live according to his commandments. We live in the power and presence of the Spirit. So love of God, love of neighbor, and rightly ordered love of self, all of that. This is all part of the light and walking in the light. But he said, if you continue to walk in darkness, refusing to acknowledge God, not loving your neighbor, being filled with pride and self-centeredness and lust and hatred and a bit, all these things. If you continue to walk in darkness, he said, we lie. We're not acting in the truth. I mean, how many people today, you know, say, yeah, I'm right where I need to be. I'm good. You know, I've got all the light I need. In fact, I'm kind of enlightened and think all the light is in this world and from the world. And so to say that is to miss reality altogether. But to actually say, like, I'm a believer, and at the same time, I'm just simply walking in the world and living like those in the world who don't even know God, which a lot of people do who are baptized into Christ, John is saying, you're lying. You don't act in the truth. God is truth. I mean, God is love. God is goodness. And there's no lying in God. There's no deception in God. John goes on, he said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, that is walking before God in honesty and in truth, in receiving God and God's revelation as it's actually been given, not manipulating it, not truncating it, not editing it, rewriting it, but receiving God as he's given to us in his Son, who is the life and the light for the whole world. He said, if we're walking in that light, he said, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin. So as we walk into the light, which is Jesus, and we ourselves are clothed in light, that is, we're clothed in the grace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we're walking in the Christ life, we know that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. There's no way to walk in the light and to come out of the darkness without having our sins forgiven. Jesus told the apostles many times, but in particularly, I think of Luke's gospel at the resurrection appearance when Jesus said to them that the Messiah was destined to die and to rise again. And his death was an offering for sin. And he says, you are witnesses to these things. Now, you're going to be my witnesses. Go and bear witness to what? What did he tell them to do? What did he tell them to proclaim? He said, proclaim the forgiveness of sins is now available to all. In the death and resurrection of Jesus, it's possible for humanity that's under sin and under the curse of sin and death to be set free. How does that happen? John tells us, by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That blood cleanses us. That's what makes us new. That's what brings us out of darkness. That's what makes us a new creation. That's what brings us into fellowship with God. And then John continues, says, if we say we're without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Lots of people say, why do I need God? I mean, I'm a good person. I mean, there's people walking in the streets. I'm sin. I mean, yeah, some little thing here, maybe there and there, but you know, for the most part, I'm good. I don't need anything. I don't need a savior. I don't need anybody's opinion about who I am. I already know, and I'm good the way I am. That's a deep deception. And that's what John is telling us. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. And he's talking to believers here too, and believers can fall into that very reality. He said, if we acknowledge our sins, he's faithful and he's just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. So here's a beautiful exhortation. Don't hide your sin. Confess your sin. take it to confession, trust God. He wants to forgive our sins. Don't identify with your sin. Don't protect your sin. Don't protect habit patterns of sin. Just get free from them. Don't walk in condemnation. When good, healthy guilt comes, don't worry about it. It's not a psychological problem. It's meant to prompt us to get on our knees, ask God's forgiveness, to get to confession, to receive the grace, and to move on. And as I heard one priest say at one point, he said, you know, if you've done serious repentance, you actually repented seriously, and you received absolution, if afterwards, for even 15 seconds, you're still under condemnation and shame and guilt, he said, that's neurotic, that's unhealthy, that's not God, get away from it. It's still, it's you, it's your ego. Receive God's mercy and his forgiveness. We don't have to placate God. God has come to us in mercy. So don't say, John says, that we have not sinned. If we do, we make God a liar and his word is not in us. But instead, friends, let's confess our sins. Let's boast of our weakness. Come, Holy Spirit. He said, my children, I'm writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins, not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. That's a beautiful little paragraph there. I'm writing this to you. So personal. John's writing it from his heart. He knows what he's talking about. He really wants them to make sure they're not committing sin. Sin is deadly. Sin kills. And sin was dealt with on the cross. And the only way to have sin dealt with in our personal lives is to be united to the one who died on the cross and to receive him in his church, in his body, through the instruments that he's given us, the sacraments and the preaching of the word of God, and the authority of the church to overcome sin. So he's saying, first of all, don't commit sin. But if anyone does, remember this, you have an advocate, one who stands alongside, one who stands alongside us, who's advocating for us, like in a courtroom, a lawyer, who's advocating for us on behalf with the Father. Jesus Christ is there. Father, this is my brother. This is the one I have cleansed. Father, forgive him. But if we insist and saying we don't have need to repent, and we haven't sinned, we're going to be under the power of sin and under condemnation with no way out. And the reader reminds us that he's the expiation of our sins. That is, he blotted out sin. He took it away, the stain of sin on us, the reality of sin's guilt he takes away, and he brings us into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Only Jesus can do that, and he's totally faithful to it. And he does not want us to walk around under condemnation, friends, like we're separated from God, or we're orphans and aliens, and God is ashamed of us, and God is angry with us. And friends, that's flesh. That's pride. Get humble. Just receive the gift of God's forgiveness. Allow the sacrament to free you. Understand that sin's been taken away by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he is the expiation for our sins, not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. He's the Savior of the whole world, the only Savior. Friends, let's receive it and let it renew us in heart and mind. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.